It's a long to Peter Tinarque. Thank you for joining us on the show once again. Yummy.
Morning, Nathale. Always good to talk to you. Good morning.
Thanks very much, and good morning to you. Well, firstly, why did you carry out that investigation into how Arapotama, or the Department of Corrections, has responded to repeated calls for improvements in the way prisoners are treated?
Dale, I've been conscious for a long time that we made numerous recommendations, numerous visits to prisons, and on repeat visits, often found that not much had happened. And the catalyst, frankly, was Vicaria. We had done an inspection in August 2020, and of course the riots subsequently occurred. You know, we'd said in the August report that the upper prison, which was the source of the fury, was not up to scratch, not match fit. And yet there was no move made to implement our recommendations. I just felt that this organisation was so slow, so glacial, and so many people being affected that I had to have a deep dive and have a good look and to see why it seemed so slow and reticent to change.
Sorry about that, Pete. Okay, then. The new report is called Kia Whai Take, Making a Difference. What are the problems and why do you think they're not being addressed?
The ones that are most stark for prisoners and their families are the incessant lock-up hours that have been often in many prisons 23 hours a day. Now, that's not acceptable in terms of international standards. Then, in terms of culture, I think you probably know that 52% of men in prisons are Māori, and Wahine Māori, 57%. And yet culture, te ao Māori, is paid only lip service. There is a regime that I've called Hokarangi, but on the ground, those that are working say that it doesn't really see the light of day. And then the third thing, as well as the lock-up hours, is very much a loss of dignity. There is still this obsession with watching a number of prisoners shout and do their ablutions. And then you'll see that when you add all of those things up, together with really not much attention paid to rehabilitation, we're not putting prisoners in the best cultural and other light, ready for their release, to be normal members of society when they come out.
I get from you, Peter, that you'd like to see more cultural input interwoven into the way that we care for and hopefully rehabilitate the guys who've faltered and find themselves on the inside. We take it as a given, but sadly it seems as though the system, the punitive system that we're using, is not factoring in cultural interventions in the way that might be most suitable for Aotearoa New Zealand. Your thoughts?
Absolutely correct. Dale, since the Corrections Act was passed in 2004, we've grown up as a country. We've developed in all sorts of ways in our understanding of the partnership that's required by Te Piriti or Waitangi. And, you know, there was a seminal Waitangi Tribunal report called Pumaitirangi in 2017, and that required corrections to address Te Piriti or Waitangi and ensure that Māori in prisons were afforded tikanga. That hasn't happened. And so not only are we slow to change, but we're not observing, as most organisations now have, the real importance of Te Tiriti or Waitangi. And not what it suggests, but what it requires in terms of tikanga, dignity and te ao Māori.
It feels as though all roads lead to October's election. So despite you calling for kia whaitake, making a difference, to bring about the changes that we need in corrections, do you think it is doable in the lead-up to October, or do you think that already politicians' focus is on their futures rather than those of prisoners?
Well, you'll gather that if I look at the past, I don't have much confidence that with its present leadership and culture, this organisation will change much. But I'm not here to be an advocate. My job as an officer of Parliament is to forensically and clinically draw attention to agencies which aren't performing. And I report to Parliament and I call it like it is. Really, my job is to lay out a challenge. Why can't you be like other organisations embrace change and make a difference. And that's why I've called the report Making a Difference, because anything is possible, Dale, if you've got a will and if you have a desire and if you have a thirst to do better than you did the year before.
Well, we've just had a review into Oranga Tamariki, which really is the stepping stone to prison life, isn't it? And it's, I'm saddened to say that, but that's the reality of it. And we know that many of the facilities there aren't fit for purpose. Even over the weekend, we had some dissent there and young guys getting onto the roof of a whare. I'm told that they have come down from it now. So really, the way that we penalise and then lock up those who have faltered in our communities needs addressing from right from Rangitaki through to senior or adult prisons. Sort of sector-wide focus needed here, Peter, don't you think?
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. I would say this about Oranga Tamariki. I'm impressed with the chief executive, Chepi Tekani. You know, leadership starts at the top in all sorts of ways, both in Te Ao Māori and also Te Ao Pākehā. If there is inspirational leadership, an organisation can change its culture. And I know in conversations I've had with you before that Oranga Tamariki has been at the bottom. And with the death of Malachi Subek, you couldn't get an organisation looking worse if you tried. But I think it is on the way up because the leadership is determined to be upfront, to be honest and to embrace change. Now, if Corrections is prepared to do that, then you and I can have some confidence.
Tēnā koe. This report that has been furnished, who's it aiming at? Is it Kelvin that you want to get some movement from, or do you think it's more likely to be something that needs to be discussed wider and debated, for instance, by all the parties to ensure there's some cohesion as the way we move forward with changes or different approaches from Corrections?
Well, all of that, Dale. And look, even having this discussion with you on Wātea News and for your audience to be alive to my disappointment with this organisation and my challenge for it to change, that itself will bring about some pressure. Look, I think the points will be these. First of all, the organisation itself says it accepts all my recommendations. Look, it's easy to do that. It's actually doing something that I want to happen. The second is that the minister is Māori and is heavily Te Ao Māori. He will want to change this organisation, surely. And the third is, because there's been so little motivation for change, we've suggested a ministerial oversight board, or an advisory committee that reports directly to the minister in the same way as has happened with Oranga Tamariki. So the Public Service Commission, I hope, will look long and hard at that recommendation and suggest that it's a good thing to do.
Thanks so much again for sharing some kōrero with us, Peter. Wishing you well for the day and the week ahead. Mauri ora kia koe.
Thank you very much.
Tēnā koe.
Kia koe. Thank you.
Thank you. Peter.